right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank Dr. Gordy Rawls and, of course, head lacrosse coach Dom Starcia for joining us tonight. And right now, we're going to go to none other than Frank Maloney for the FOSS home team Olympic report. Frank?
All right. Well, let's start with tennis. And
that's where you always like to start.
I love the tennis program. Brian Boland is the man. Anyway, the Wahoos concluded the ITA indoors with a resounding 4-0 win over North Carolina that took less than 90 minutes.
Always a good W over the Tar Heels.
And UVA's ACC record conference streak now has reached 124 matches.
Now, does that count?
In a row. It does.
It does count in the conference streak, even though it's technically not a conference game.
Doesn't matter when you play a conference opponent.
When you play, it's just as long as you play somebody
in the
league.
When you play a conference opponent. And, you know, for all you Tar Heel fans out there that always loved your tennis team, you might call down there and find out what's going on, because I can't remember the last time Carolina's tennis team beat Virginia.
Well, I don't know if they've dropped off. It's just the terrific job that Brian Boland has done in Charlottesville.
No doubt. All right, UVA baseball. The Wahoos went down to Greenville, North Carolina, and played a pesky East Carolina University Pirates team in very windy, brisk conditions and won all three games. And that took some focus and discipline, because really the difference in the game was a lot of balls being blown around in the sky and players couldn't get under the ball. But good pitching by the Wahoos. And
speaking of baseball, the game against VCU that was supposed to be played this week in Charlottesville has already been postponed.
Yeah, it was scheduled for tomorrow night. That has been postponed. The schools are working on a rescheduled date. Stay with virginiasports.com to pick up on that. All right, let's move to women's golf. The 17th-ranked Virginia women's golf team wrapped up another successful week in the Sunshine State by finishing second at the Florida State matchup tournament. The Wahoos did very well, as they have been all season, and about three or four of the Virginia Cavalier women placed highly, and that team has really come on strong. All right, the UVA, number 13 ranked in the nation, Virginia wrestling team, ran into a juggernaut in Iowa, one of the traditional powers, and they pretty much got pinned 30-6.
Well, speaking of rankings, I think Virginia baseball is 2, Virginia basketball is 2, and Virginia tennis is 3. So the sports that are active at the moment having a great deal of success.
And UVA baseball is in the top 5, I believe, depending upon the polls. They've got a lot of polls in baseball.
Yeah, but one of them at least has them ranked 2nd. So Brian O'Connor with another group, good group, even though they're young, but he's got some terrific pitchers.
All right, tonight's game, Hobo, UVA Pitt.
Another challenge. You know, I think Virginia remains undermanned. I'm sure Coach Bennett, in the one day that he had to prepare for Pitt, has spent a lot of time trying to work on guarding the perimeter jump shot. And hopefully Brogdon and Perantes, as you said earlier, can get their shoulders squared to the basket and their feet in the right position. You know, people forget, and you know this in tennis, having your feet in the right position in tennis is critical. But basketball is the same thing. You know, when you're getting ready to shoot, you want to get your shoulders squared and your feet in the right position. That way, so you can go ahead and catch and be ready to let it go when it gets in your hands.
Well, you know, I find it interesting that on defense, Virginia is in perfect defensive formation, all 5 men, on almost every single possession. However, I'm seeing way too many offensive possessions where Virginia runs a play and a guy gets a little bit of room and he goes up to shoot and he doesn't get his hips square, he doesn't get his feet square, and he doesn't stroke it right.
Well, regardless, big game tonight in JPJ. ESPN has the TV coverage, WRVA basketball, or the radio coverage. Join us next week at 6 o'clock. Hopefully the weather will be better by then.
We hope to have Yuri Barnes joining us and or Ralph Sampson. Stay with us, Who's Talking, every Monday night at 6 o'clock. Go Who's!